White, J.E. White, Emma. June 7th, 1895. Edson and Emma. Dear children, we have been very busy since we arrived here from Melbourne. The first mail was to be prepared for South Africa. This taxed me severely. Next was Norfolk Island mail. Your uncle Stephen Belden must have special attention. We prepared a large mail for him, sending him the bulletin, which we knew he would appreciate, and copies of letters we knew he would prize highly. If you could send me two copies of your letters, I could send one to some individuals. I would be gratified to have them have the reading of these letters, but if you cannot without considerable tax, you need not do this. The next work was for Willie to prepare mail for South America and for distant foreign countries, and I have been getting ready my American mail, so also has Willie. But now comes Brother Corliss from Melbourne, and Brother Rousseau, who has been spending above a week at Melbourne, and all Willie's time must be given to these brethren. The matter is up in regard to the building of a church in Ashfield, and in regard to working the suburbs of Sydney and embracing Sydney itself. There are five ministers, smart debaters, who are trying to challenge a discussion, daring and seeking to turn us from the work which is now being done in presentation of the truth. We shall gain but little to respond to the howling dogs. They are making a show of themselves openly. We talked the matter over today and decided that it was not best to be diverted from the work. Souls who are interested in the truth will see the difference in spirit between those who claim to believe the truth and those who oppose the truth. The opposers of the truth are railing out against Adventists and fairly gnashing upon them with their teeth. We shall never have a better core of workers than now. There are Elder McCullough, Elder Hare, and Elder Corliss, and their helpers are Brother Collins, Brother Pallant, and Brother Semmons, and Byron and Sarah Belden. This working force is to enter Sydney this winter. July will be mid-winter to us in this country, and yet nearly all kinds of vegetables are growing. We are having some frost, but know nothing of snow here. So meetings in tents can be held all through winter in New South Wales. It is a difficult matter to describe to you the bitterness of the opposition that exists now in the churches, but the Lord is our trust. The ministers will make any kind of false statement without a semblance of truth in it. And when these things are laid out open before the congregation, not by our people, but by those not of our faith, they seem confused for a moment, and then go right on, as bold and determined as ever. God can bring them to confusion. The Lord can work, and naught can hinder him. You cannot think how pleasant it is to have my family once more reunited. I have not seen more capable, ready, willing, obedient children than Ella May and Mabel. Ella is growing into a very pretty child, and Mabel is pretty, and the best is that they seem to have excellent qualities of character. W.C. White is more and better pleased with his May. She is a treasure. Mabel gets off such strange, original remarks. She says, "When I heard father was to marry one only 21 years old, I thought I should see a little bit of a woman. But I did not expect to see such a tall, large woman. And I just said to myself, father has picked out just the one I can love and respect." Dear little children, May is proud of them. Mother.